Hey everyone, Lawrence here. On today's episode, we have a very special guest. We're excited to get you guys listening and get him on the show. On the show today, we're going to take a look at this past week's games. We're going to take a look at the standings update. We're going to talk about what's on our mind for the NBA the past couple of days. And then, of course, we have our hot takes at the end of the show. Hope you guys enjoy.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to Hot Take, where I, along with my co-host Nat and Lawrence, give you our hottest takes on all things NBA. But guys, we have a special guest with us today.
Yes, sir.
We have our boy Jeremy. Jeremy is joining us to give us some of his insight. What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing today?
So,
we're chilling.
We good. We good. So this is the thing, right? Just so people get to know who you are. Why don't you tell us where you're from, actually?
All right, so I'm Jeremy Canlis from Maryland, repping all Washingtonian teams from the Nats, from the Caps, the Redskins, and of course, the Wizards.
Yep. Oh, the team formerly known as the Redskins.
Oh, yeah. Shoot. Washington football team.
There you go. So, you know, like for me, I'm the biggest Miami Heat fan ever since they drafted D-Wade. Big time Heat fan. Lawrence is a Knicks fan / Cavs fan.
I'm Nat, a LeBron bandwagon.
Yeah, wherever LeBron goes, that's where Nat goes. So who's your favorite player? Like, do you have a favorite? Like, okay, let's say for like Washington, you know, who from the Wizards, who's your favorite player from the Wizards?
For the Wizards' current roster?
Yeah.
Current roster. It would have to be Bradley Beal. For sure.
Ooh. Yeah. That's a good pick. Right. What about in the league in general? Like, who's your top pick?
I'm with my guys, Nat and Lawrence, on this one. I'm a big LeBron fan.
I'm 3-1 right now.
Let's go.
Ever since LeBron joined the league. I mean, from high school, I've been a LeBron fan. I actually I witnessed LeBron get his first ring. Yeah, so I went to that game.
Really?
Yeah, what was that? Game 6. Yeah, me and my sister and my cousin Raisha, shout out to them, took a day trip to Miami, booked a flight.
Wow.
Went to the game that night, stayed that night, and then flew back the next morning. Yeah.
Wow.
It was crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we went
as a Miami Heat fan. Yeah. As a Miami Heat fan, I'm extremely jealous.
Oh,
I wish I could have been there for that. That's, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, dude. It was crazy. But, yeah, I rock with LeBron all day. All day.
Let's go.
So now that we kind of have a feel of who you are, what you're about, another LeBron fan on this show. Unbelievable. But
I love it. I got it.
So what we'll do is we'll kind of recap the game since we met last week, and we'll get everybody's takes on it. So, New Year's Eve, right? There's a lot of games going on New Year's Eve. I feel like the biggest game was the Philadelphia Sixers versus the Orlando Magic. They gave the Magic their first loss that night. I think Lawrence actually called it, like saying that they were going to get their first loss. And then the Houston Rockets beat the Sacramento Kings, which gave the Houston Rockets their first win. I want to bring this up because I know Jeremy, being a Wizards fan, you know all about John Wall.
Right.
What do you think about John Wall in Houston? Like, are you rooting for him? Are you rooting against him? What's your take on that?
I'm always rooting for him. John Wall's a good guy, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, John Wall's a hooper. And I root for him. He worked hard. And he battled a lot of, you know, injuries and whatnot, so...
Yeah. And he looked
on
good.
On and off the court. And he looked great. Now that he made his debut, I think he had 20-plus. And he looks good on the court. You know, he's moving well. So, yeah, definitely.
Really. And what a lot of people don't know about him is he is a right-handed player, but he prefers dunking lefty.
Yeah.
So, like, his first dunk was the lefty one. It looked good. It looked clean.
Yeah.
So I was happy for them. They got their first win. That was on New Year's Eve. New Year's Day, The Boston Celtics gave the Detroit Pistons their first win. I know Nat was ecstatic because, you know, he had the Pistons making it to the playoffs. Oh, you know, Mason Plumlee. The other thing about New Year's Day, which I'm sure Jeremy was happy about, the Wizards got their first win on New Year's Day. They beat the Minnesota Timberwolves. Yeah. Actually, they blew out the Timberwolves.
Yes.
How much did we
blew them out?
Not there, though.
I think it was like, what is it, 21 points, something like that?
I believe so, yeah.
21.
So we're actually
it was a good win.
Undefeated in 2021 right now.
Yep. There you go.
I was going to say that.
Well, we're on the right side.
You're on the roll. Look at that.
Yeah, we are.
That's it.
Undefeated in 2021.
The other thing that happened New Year's Day, the Suns beat the Nuggets, and that gave them the best record in the NBA. That was New Year's Day. Mm-hmm. However, the day after New Year's Day, the Philadelphia 76ers beat the Charlotte Hornets, and now the Sixers have the best record in the NBA. And I bring this up because Lawrence and I both had the Sixers as our one seed. Mm-hmm. So if... Yeah, so we were right on about that. Yeah,
just wait.
We'll see. And the thing with that is, which brings me to the next day's game on mm-hmm. Sunday. Now, who'd you have number one in the East again?
The Brooklyn Nets.
Oh,
eight.
Hey, you know, okay, Matt, I don't have it with that. Larry. I don't know what went on with that. But
on that day, Jeremy's Washington Wizards got their second win against the Brooklyn Nets. With KD and with Kyrie.
And I think they both scored over 25.
Yes. Right.
So they both had great games, and the Wizards still pulled the W, which kind of speaks W. Like, that speaks great, you know, for the team. Like,
right.
I feel like that.
But don't lie, though. Don't lie. In that last possession, Jeremy, that last possession, were you not scared when Kyrie pulled up and when KD pulled up? Okay. Yeah,
We were definitely nervous. And we were up by, I had to be like at least five with like a minute left. But that's what we're great at doing, is losing in the fourth quarter. For a long time, we've been great at losing in the fourth quarter. So. That obviously was an example of that. So
that's good.
Yeah, good thing.
But thankfully, you know, KD, Kyrie, they missed those shots, gave the Wizards their second win. I've been talking to Jeremy on the side about this because, like, early on in our predictions, I had the Wizards like in that, you know, 5-6 range. You know, I really think they can make it there. And the slow start that they had, you know, Jeremy and I were talking about it, and to see what they're able to do. Like you said, they're 2-0 in 2021, you know,
let's see the right direction.
Exactly. The other positive thing that happened that night, right? The Golden State Warriors, who had been struggling of late, They got another W against a very good Portland Trail Blazers team. Curry goes off for 62 points.
Unbelievable.
62. Unbelievable. He shot 50% from three.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Nasty.
Yeah.
Nasty.
Definitely a legend. A living legend at that. Living legend. I feel like Hall of Famer automatic. Even before yesterday.
Oh, for sure.
Even before yesterday.
Yeah. For sure. I mean, he changed in the 2010s, he changed the NBA and how basketball is played. Yeah. Because I'll never forget, like, I'm sure, you know, because Jeremy and I go way back to, you know, our younger days, teenage days, you know, hooping.
Right.
Basketball was very different, where it was like you tried to feed, you know, your big man, or you get it to your two guard, or... You know, if you're a scoring point guard like Jeremy was a scoring point guard, you know, you do your thing. And now you go to the park, you see little kids trying like half court shots or like, you know, 30, 35 footers. That's just how it is now. And a lot of that's attributed to Steph Curry and what he's done for the game. But I kind of wanted to end, you know, that part of the segment with Steph Curry, because the next segment we want to get to is basically what's on our mind, what's been on our mind since, you know, New Year's Eve. And I wanted to start with Nat, because Nat, there's something that you had with Curry. Could you please explain to us what it was?
Yes. So before Steph scored his, you know, career high in points that game, Twitter took, you know, people took to Twitter to slander Steph Curry by saying that, you know, he has no help now. And now he knows what it feels like to carry a team finally. Mm-hmm. And what made me so frustrated, right, was people were feeling bad for this guy.
Oh,
people were feeling bad for this guy after the past 5 years of him in a super team, right, destroying the league. The past 5 years of him shimmying on people, shooting threes when they're up 45.
Right.
People are feeling bad for this guy for not having help. Having what? Kelly Oubre? That trash. I know, but people are feeling bad for him. I was like, what? LeBron was doing it. Russ was doing it all like most of their careers. Right. And yet, like, they got slandered. They were like, oh, like, they're not good enough, or they're not, you know, good enough help. Mm-hmm. So when I saw this Steph slander, I was like, man, like, what are these people saying? Right. So that's why I wanted to bring it up on the show. I wanted your takes as well on the whole Steph, you know, slander slash Steph treatment we've been getting these past few days.
So that was really interesting to me, right? Because you're talking about how LeBron has always carried teams. He's always been slandered and stuff like that. But from what I remember, from what I recall, I feel like that's only been the case in the last 10 years. Because if you remember, prior to him coming to Miami, LeBron was kind of like, everybody was rooting for LeBron. Like, he could do no wrong almost. You know, he really was the king of the NBA. You saw that. And you saw it not only on the court, but even off court. You saw it in commercials. I don't know if you remember. Jeremy probably remembers, like, Nike used to have these commercials with these puppets. Yeah. It was a puppet of Kobe and a puppet of LeBron.
The T-shirts.
Yes. And it was them like, oh, we're going to meet in the finals. We're going to play in the finals. They were trying so hard to set up a Lakers-Cavs finals.
All right.
And the friggin' Orlando Magic had to ruin that. And, you know, the rest is history. But, like, I feel like up until that point, LeBron could do no wrong. But when he went to Miami to join the first super team, that's when everything shifted. He became, like, the villain in the NBA. Nobody liked him. He got his championships, went back to Cleveland. It was like, oh, okay, you know, everybody was happy for him. But then it was also, like, once he got there, you know, Kyrie was already there. But then once he got there, they traded Wiggins for Kevin Love. So it's like he's trying to build his own super team. And there's all these rumors about how, you know, he's kind of, like, the one in charge. He's the one making all the shots, you know, calling all the shots. Like, if you remember, at one point in time, LeBron had Derrick Rose, Dwayne Wade, Jay Crowder, Isaiah Thomas, all on his team.
Yeah.
All on his team. And I feel like that's why people were hating on him so much, because it was known. It was like known fact that he was the one that was kind of calling the shots and trying to build up these teams.
Right.
So I feel like people didn't feel bad for him as much because, you know, you had Golden State, but, you know, Golden State was kind of already there, and then KD joined them. That's why KD ended up leaving, because he didn't feel like it was his team.
Right.
At least now in Brooklyn, it's his team. You know what I mean? So to a certain extent, I agree with you. You know, the first, you know, 7 years of LeBron's career, like, he was doing it all on his own. He literally carried a 2007, bum team to the finals and got swept. Yeah.
He did it all.
So, like, Jeremy, being like, a huge LeBron fan, like, do you think it's fair, like, you know, people feeling bad for Steph but not feeling bad for LeBron? Like, what's your take on that?
I think that's just what comes with the game, you know? That's just what comes with the game. And LeBron, he always speaks of it, and a lot of the athletes will speak on it, and that's what actually drives them. That's what drives them to want to be better and work hard every day. And even Steph said it, I think, in one of his interviews, like, he took it personal. So that's kind of why, you know, he performed.
Like MJ.
Yeah, he performed that way. So, I mean, I'm not going to say he deserves it, but.
Right. So I think it's like the same thing with LeBron. Like, you know, LeBron is one of these guys who, for sure, one of the all-time greats, right? And like what you were saying, like how Curry was comparing, like, you know, equating to what MJ was feeling. When you feel that hate, you just use that as fuel that just fuels you even more. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, I can understand Nat's perspective where, like, you want to feel bad for LeBron. But at the same time, like, I feel like if you give him too much sympathy and you feel bad for him, you know, like you're taking away fuel, you know, for his fire, basically.
But it's
you know, let him feed. Lawrence, did you have anything, you know, since we last spoke, like anything that's caught your attention, something that's on your mind?
I mean, I guess I wanted to, like, I guess add a point to that argument about, like, the Steph.
Yeah, sure.
LeBron thing. So I feel like you can't feel bad for LeBron. I mean, that just speaks to how great of a player he is and how great of a recruiter he is. You know, like all these star players want to play with him because how great he is and how... Because
he's going to make you greater. Yeah, he's going to make you a great player. Better. Yeah,
exactly. So, like, can you really, like, blame LeBron? Like, yeah, he's asking these people to come, but at the end of the day, it's these other people that are joining him.
And they're joining him because they feel like they're going to win. So that's why they're going to join. No one will...
Exactly. So Steph, right, being all alone, that means he's not a great recruiter. You know what I'm saying? You know, he can't be as good as LeBron because none of these star players, right?
How many star attributes, I feel.
Exactly, right? Yeah. So, like, I mean, that's just another thing that I wanted to add.
Like, that makes sense to me, right? Because, like, with Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors, you know it's Steph's team. And, like, yeah, you know, like, the Lakers are LeBron's team. But on any given night, it could be LeBron going off. It could be AD going off. You can have Caldwell Pope going off. And, like, I don't think it's a secret. Everybody wants – you talking about recruiting and stuff. Everybody wants D. Rose to go to L.A. so D. Rose can get a ring.
I hope so.
You know what I mean? It's just one of those things. That. Like, if you want a ring, of course you're going to want to go with the best player. Like, I feel like I don't know if I could say that about MJ, because MJ was a different type of personality. You know, like, he was a little bit.
Here we go.
But we'll save that. We'll save that for next week. So, like, one of the things that I've been thinking about, right, there's been a couple things, actually. The first one we kind of spoke about already, like being excited for the Wizards. But on the flip side, like, is this a concern for KD and the Nets, or is it something where you kind of have to give it time? Like, Jeremy, what's your take on that?
I don't think it's a concern for the Nets at all. It's just that's just basketball, you know, so they're going to live with that. But for the Wizards, it means more for them than a concern for the Nets. But I think it just speaks volumes to me, like beating that team alone. I mean,
that team is stacked.
I was surprised that they won. You know, to be honest, I looked at the TV. I was like, "Oh, we got the W," and KD and Kyrie performed well. So,
yep.
Yeah. Except when it mattered most.
Nat, let me ask you this, Nat. The report came out today, actually, that KD. Is going to miss at least the next 4 games because he was exposed to somebody with COVID.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is this a cause of concern for you, or do you think they'll be just fine?
They'll be just fine. I still have number one.
Lawrence, you made a face.
They're losing with KD, and now they're losing.
All right. First of all, they had no business losing that game. Right? We all know that shot should have went in. All right.
Yeah. No, it was great defense.
KD was defense.
Nobody had hands up for KD or Kyrie. I think it was Hachimura guarding Kyrie. He was like this. He didn't want to contest it.
What? Listen, all right. Just because Hachimura got cooked by KD earlier on in the game, don't be attacking Hachimura like that. but you know, I think I agree. I'm gonna disagree with Lawrence here. I think the Nets will be just fine because that team is so stacked.
Caris LeVert, man. Caris LeVert's on the team too. Yeah,
they're gonna be just fine. Another thing that came out over the weekend, right, is John Wall. John Wall is so self-proclaimed the best blocking point guard of all time. Jeremy, you agree with that statement?
You know, I saw that statement, and I think I'd have to agree. Like, off the top of my head, I can't think of another point guard that gets as many blocks. Even though there might be point guards that are as explosive, I don't think blocks, per se.
What about you, Nat?
Yeah, I'm the same way. I can't think of anyone
right.
like close to that you know, to that feat. So I don't know. But yeah, I think
Lawrence.
It's a pretty good statement from John Wall.
Yeah. No, yeah, I agree. I mean, maybe you can throw Westbrook in that conversation.
Right, but, because I mean, of explosiveness, but not really like block.
Mm-hmm. See, at first, the first report I saw said that he said he was the best blocking guard of all time, which I had to disagree with because I think D. Wade was the best blocking guard of all time, like especially at the two guard position.
Yeah,
He averaged like 2 blocks a game for his whole career. But if you're talking just point guard, I agree completely. I think John Wall, I think that's one of his more underrated aspects of his game is his defense. Because he doesn't care. Like, he's going to go after it. You know what I mean? One of the other things that had me thinking over the weekend, and I said it on last week's show, Colin Sexton from the Cavs, like, his stock is just rising. Because they're one of the top teams in the East, even though the record doesn't really show that. But he's the first Cav player to record 20 points in 6 opening games since LeBron did it in 2004-05.
What?
Colin Sexton. So, like, that got me thinking, like, you know, if he keeps putting up these crazy numbers, he could also be a candidate for most improved player, especially on a team like that. Like, he's Cavs on paper. They don't look all that. And the other player that caught my attention, Nats boy from Denver. Oh, no, from OKC. Lou Dort. Bro, Lou Dort is averaging almost 19 points a game, 1.3 steals, and he's shooting 47% from 3 and 66 from the field.
Dude's nasty.
This guy that's... I can't even pronounce his first name. It's something I don't want to butcher it.
Lugans, I think, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. But those are just some of the things that's been on our mind since last week. Moving on to our next segment. This segment is called How We Lookin'. Basically, we're just going to quickly go through the standings, Eastern and Western, and kind of like where we, you know, based on what our predictions were earlier on and seeing where they are now, how right, how wrong we were. So let's start with the East, as we always do. East, number one right now, first place, Lawrence and I were right, is the Philadelphia 76ers. Then we have Orlando, which is like the surprise I was completely wrong about. I didn't even have them anywhere near.
We should have beat them.
The top.
We should have beat them.
So. Oh, yes. I think you guys lost by, was it? Like 2 points, like it was less than 3 points.
Yeah.
I thought you guys had that one for sure.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Third place is a team that I've been sleeping on was the Pacers. Pacers have been doing pretty well.
The Pacers.
The Pacers. Pacers are 4-2. There's a bunch of 4-2 teams. After them is Cleveland. Cleveland is 4-2.
Wow.
Lawrence, Rook of the Year candidate.
I'm not playing.
That's about the
other one that
going to change then, guys.
Yeah, for sure. Still early. The other one Lawrence was right about is Atlanta. Atlanta's 4-2. Mm-hmm. But I think that's going to change soon too. They have no defense whatsoever. Number 6 is Boston at 4-3. They've had some tough losses. They should have beat the Pistons the other night. 7th place, Lawrence's guys, the New York Knicks.
Hey,
they're 3-3. Milwaukee's at 3-3. We knew it was going to be a drop off, but that's a pretty big drop off so far this season. I think they still have to get, you know, the rust off from the bubble play. Then number 9, we have the Brooklyn Nets. Nets,
just number 1, right?
Yeah. And number 10 is the Chicago Bulls. Chicago Bulls are 3-4. So notables that are not anywhere in the top 10 right now, for me, sadly, is Miami. However, I think Miami is going to win tonight. I think Miami got it tonight. They're playing OKC. So moving on to the West. First place, we got the Clippers.
Ooh.
Clippers in first place. Second place, we got the Phoenix Suns. Third place, we got your guys, the LeBron Lakers, Los Angeles LeBrons. We got 4th place, we got the Utah Jazz. 5th place, the New Orleans Pelicans. I think some of us were higher on others than on the Pelicans. Portland's at 3-3. Houston's at 2-2, but I feel like that record's only going to get better because now you have a full, healthy squad. Right. Christian Wood is going off.
Yep.
Nasty. And then Golden State Warriors, they're at 500 right now, 3-3. Ninth place, you have the Kings. 10th place, you have OKC. Some notables on there that you don't see, the Denver Nuggets and the Dallas Mavericks, which all of us had kind of higher up the list. They're not even on the list. But that's where we are for the standings as of late. However, in terms of power rankings, I believe the Lakers are first. They're still first.
Of course.
Let's go.
So now let's move on to our hot takes. So for hot takes, we're going to do tonight's picks. I was going to do the whole week, but that's just way too many games. So we'll save that for recaps. So for tonight's picks, the first one we have Cleveland versus Orlando. Jeremy, who you got?
Cleveland versus Orlando. I have Orlando.
Orlando. Nat, who you got?
I'm going to go Cleveland.
Cleveland. Lawrence, who you got?
Mm-hmm. I got Cleveland too.
Let's go, Lawrence.
That's so funny because I actually said Orlando. So me and Jay both got Orlando. You guys got Cleveland. I feel like Orlando is playing like on a different level with Markelle Fultz.
Yeah. It's excellent. And that's exactly who I think they're playing right now.
I think they are.
It's done.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is.
It's done. I'm checking. Who won? And Orlando Magic destroys the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Hey.
3-80.
Hey. Y'all cheated. Y'all looked at 20.
20 points. Nah. All that's so the next one we have. So for the next one, we have the almost at the Bobcats. We have the Charlotte Hornets versus the Philadelphia 76ers. Jeremy, who you got?
Charlotte Hornets versus the 76ers. You know, I favor the Hornets a little more because I'm a Melo fan. A LaMelo fan.
Okay.
But
okay.
I don't think they're going to beat the 76ers. I want to root for the Hornets. Yeah, for sure.
Gotcha. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about you, Nat? Who you got?
I'm going Sixers as well.
Yeah.
Sixers, Lawrence?
Yeah, I feel like we got to go Sixers here.
Yeah, I'm going Sixers also. The next game, we have the Knicks versus the Hawks. This is going to be interesting for Lawrence. So, Lawrence, we'll start with you. Lawrence, who you got, Knicks or Hawks?
I don't know. I think the Hawks are looking better overall as a team, so I got to pick them.
What about you, Jeremy? Who you got?
Yeah, I'd say the Hawks as well.
Hawks? Nat?
I'm going to go Knicks. I'm going Knicks.
Knicks?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm going to go Knicks too, actually.
What? Okay.
Let's go.
Yeah. You know why?
I don't even – they expect – except that rookie dunker. Like, I don't even know.
Right. See, this is what I was talking about last time. People are always sleeping on Julius Randle.
Oh,
Julius Randle.
Every episode, Julius Randle. Yeah.
He's hooping.
I have the Knicks winning mainly because of defense. I feel like their defense is a lot better than Atlanta's defense. Mm-hmm. So I just want to see how it plays out because Atlanta, they can shoot from anywhere. Those guys are going to get their points, but I just want to see how it turns out. But I got the Knicks just because of defense. The next one we have OKC versus Miami. Jeremy, who you got?
OKC versus Miami. Yeah, I'll go with Miami on this one.
Okay. I'm going Miami too. I'm going Miami. What about you, Nat?
With those jerseys on, they're going to lose. The Thunder.
Okay.
You got to go Miami. Miami.
Nat, I hate to ruin it for you. I mean, I don't want to speak too soon. There's still a whole other
question.
Miami's up right now, 93-66.
Ooh, wow. Don't worry. All right? I think the Suns caught up to the Clippers a little bit in that other game. So you know what? I think it's time. Don't worry.
All right, we'll see. Okay, so next one we got Boston versus Toronto. Jeremy, who you got? Boston versus Toronto.
I want to go with Boston. Boston. I like Boston. I like Jason Tatum.
Mm-hmm. Same. He got a little bit of Mamba in him.
He's
the way
smooth.
His mentality. Yeah. Now, who you got, Boston or Toronto? Oh, sorry. Technically, they're Tampa, the Tampa Bay Raptors.
That's right. Yeah,
they're playing in Tampa. Man. Now, who you got, Boston or Tampa?
I'm gonna go Boston, and I feel bad because I had Toronto in my like, top eight, but they are nowhere near that. That was a mistake. But I'm gonna go Boston for tonight.
Lawrence, who you got?
Yeah, I'm going Boston. Toronto's just not playing well, like whatsoever.
Okay, I promise you, I'm not cheating. I have Boston also, and right now they're up 91-70.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Boston or Toronto's not doing so well.
Yeah, I think they lost way too much in the offseason.
Yeah.
The next one we have is the Mavericks versus the Rockets. Jeremy, who you got for that one?
I want to go with the Rockets. I like Luka, but I got to go with John Wall and Harden. Yeah, I like those guys.
No, yeah, I agree. Nat, who you got with that one? Houston or Dallas?
I'm going to go H-Town, too. Yeah.
H-Town?
Be Lawrence, who out. You got? I'm going Mavericks.
Oh, Mavericks?
Yeah. Change it up.
Mavericks. Okay. All right, I'm not going to lie. I also had the Rockets. And looking at the score right now, it's halftime. The Rockets are down 61-49.
That's not
bad.
Down by 12.
Sounds worse. Yeah, yeah. They'll come back. They'll come back. Yeah. The next one we have Detroit versus Milwaukee. Jeremy, who you got for that one?
You know what? I'm gonna go with the Pistons because, to be honest, I'm not a big fan of Antetokounmpo.
Thank you.
He's cool. But you know, as a basketball player. I'm going with the Pistons. Yeah.
Now, who you got? You got the Pistons?
Yes, but they're both equally bad. So
I'm going Pistons. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lawrence, who you got?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Bucks.
Bucks.
Yeah.
So I think it's me and Lawrence on this one. I also said the Bucks, and right now, at the start of the third quarter, the Bucks are up by 11.
67-56.
Still
close game.
Still time. There's still time. Second to last game, we have the Pacers versus the Pelicans. Jeremy, who you got for this one?
It's tough.
Dang. It's a good one. This is a good game.
I'm going to go, even though the Pacers, I think, have a better record, yeah? Mm-hmm. Way better record? I'm going to go with the Pelicans. I'm a fan of the Ball Brothers and that squad. I like Zion, too. So I'm going to go with the
Pelicans. Actually, both teams right now are 4-2.
I'm still going with
the Pelicans. Same record. Pelicans. Pelicans. What about you, Nat? Who you got?
I'm going to go the Pacers.
Pacers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Why Pacers?
I don't know. I mean, right now, it just feels like the Pacers are going to win this game. I just feel it in the air right now.
Oh.
Oh, Collins, I feel it in the air tonight.
Lawrence, who you got?
Yeah, with a fresh loss to my Knicks the other night, Pacers are not looking good. I'm gonna go with the Pelicans.
You know, I also said the Pelicans. I'm just a big fan of like the whole, like what Jeremy was saying, like the whole Lonzo
Ingram.
And I think Lonzo,
I like that squad. Mm-hmm.
I like Lonzo and Zion's connection. Like they just. Yes.
The way they vibe. Mobs.
Yeah.
Like so calm, you know?
Yeah, exactly. They're so fun to watch. And of course, like, one of my favorite centers, Steven Adams. I just love him.
I like Steven Adams.
Oh, man.
He's a dog.
But right now, the Pelicans they're down at halftime. They're only down by 2, 53-51. But I think they'll step it up.
Yeah.
Of the Pelicans winning that one. And then the last game. For tonight, we have the Kings versus the Warriors. Jeremy, who you got for that one?
I'm going to go with, you think Steph could do it again?
Hell no.
I'm going to say Steph is going to pull off another like great performance. So I'll go with Steph and the Warriors.
Nat, I think it's safe to say we know who you're going for.
I think Steph's kind of burned out right now.
I was thinking that as well. But you know.
Don't doubt Steph. Yeah, you saw what happened last time people doubted him.
Maybe he still has a hot hand.
Lawrence, who you got?
Yeah, I'm going to ride the hot hand. I'm going with Steph and the Warriors.
Steph and the Warriors. I actually, as much, I'm always rooting for Steph. I'm one of those guys, like, I'm always rooting for him. But I'm actually going to side with Nat on this one. I have the Kings winning this one because they've just been playing different as of late. Mm-hmm. So I have the Kings winning tonight. Before we get on to our last segment, just a quick update so far. So we were talking about the Sixers versus Hornets. The Sixers actually won. Sixers won 118-101. Oh, we were talking about Magic and Cavs. The Magic actually won. They beat the Cavs 103-83, like Jeremy was saying. And then the Knicks, they caught up to the Hawks. It's 88-84 right now. So that one's getting close. Start of the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. So as we wrap up the show, we're going to do our last segment. This one is in regards to Bleacher Report. Over the weekend, Bleacher Report sent out their bold predictions for the season. So I just want to get your guys' take on it. Is Bleacher Report bugging or are they right? So this is Bleacher Report's NBA predictions. The first one, Jeremy, Nikola Jokic will have a better season than Anthony Davis. Bugging or are they right?
Who? There goes my answer. They're bugging.
Okay. Nat, are they bugging or are they right?
But I can see why they think that though, because he's currently leading in assists in the whole league as of right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
But that's just crazy talk. That's crazy talk right there. Nah, he's not.
As of right now, he's leading, but we're talking the whole season.
I'm being honest.
Who's going to have a better season?
Well, who does he play for?
Mason Plumlee-less Denver Nuggets.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Lawrence, are they bugging or are they right?
I wouldn't say they're necessarily bugging, but I can see it happening. Jokic having a better season.
Oh, Jokic! But... I'm sorry. Okay. I thought you were saying somebody else, but yeah, Jokic. No, he's not.
Yeah. Okay, so here's my take. Right, I say they're right, but only for one reason. Jokic is the only big man right now on the. True. On the Nuggets, him and Jamal Murray, they are the show. So I think he's got better numbers.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's the only reason. The next one, this one's wild. Jeremy, James Harden will be traded to the Pelicans. Are they bugging or are they right?
He doesn't want to stay in Houston, and he's vented that. So they might be right. They're not bugging. I'm gonna go with
Nat. Are they bugging or are they right?
Wait. Do we know the trade package? That is there any trade package for that? Or no.
No. That's just their prediction in general.
Yeah. Well, then they're bugging. Then they're definitely bugging. How? Nah. It's like,
Lawrence, are they bugging or are they right?
Yeah, I mean, if the trade deal is anything like the other ones that they talked about before, like valuing them like Michael Jordan, oh, they're bugging for sure.
I don't see how this trade would work. I think they're kind of bugging. Okay, this is the next one. Just as a precursor, this actually came out on New Year's Eve, these predictions. So, Jeremy, Kawhi Leonard will go hard in the regular season. Are they bugging or are they right?
Kawhi Leonard will go hard in the regular season. Kawhi Leonard, they're bugging.
They're bugging? Yeah. Why are they bugging?
I mean, I need to know the definition of because Kawhi's going to be Kawhi.
Yeah, so, right. Yeah, I agree.
I don't know if that's necessarily going hard, you know?
That's true.
He'll do well. But
Like his average, probably, yeah, like just like what he normally does. Like he's not going to go over the top.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
Because he still has Paul George, you know, so he's not going to like have to give more effort on his end.
Nat, what do you say? Bugging or right?
Definitely bugging. I think he's like a silent killer, Kawhi. So like he'll just be consistent all the time. Won't go like Steph Curry hard, you know. He'll just go his normal self. So
Lawrence, what should say? Bugging or are they right?
I mean, I can kind of say right. Like his hard is just going to be him performing to his best. Right. You know, we're going to get it regardless of whether she goes quote unquote hard or not.
Originally, I said they were right, but talking about like, you know, what Jeremy was mentioning, you know, and that like he doesn't necessarily have to go hard. They already have they're number one in the East right now, in the West right now. And like his stats aren't like crazy stacked or anything like that. So I agree. I think they're bugging. Okay. So the next one, this was for Jay. Kyrie and KD will coexist. Are they bugging or are they right?
Kyrie and KD will coexist. They're bugging.
What?
Really? What? I'm just kidding. They're not. We got the W, so I was just, you know. They're not bugging at all.
Nah, they bugging or are they right?
They're right. I said it's all season long so far that they're gonna coexist for sure. So yeah, they're right.
Lawrence, they bugging or are they right?
I think they're right. I mean, if nothing's really happened yet, no drama yet. I mean, I think they'll be fine.
So the prediction is for this season. So I say they're right. But if you go to next season and maybe seasons after, I say they're bugging. I don't know how long they could coexist for. But as of right now, I think Bleacher Report is right.
Yeah.
All right, Jay, a couple more here. The Bucks will win the East. Is Bleacher Report bugging or are they right?
Big time bugging. What? Big time. I mean, with the Nets, with KD back in the East and, you know, everyone else getting in sync, I highly doubt they're going to be top. Not the top. Maybe top five, but definitely not number one.
I agree. Yeah. Now, what's your take? Bugging or are they right?
They're definitely bugging. Definitely.
Lawrence?
Oh, yeah. Bugging.
Yeah, I said they were bugging too, because if you look at the top of the East right now, I mean, even with the Nets, even though their record doesn't reflect it, each team in the East got dramatically better.
Right.
And I feel like Milwaukee, they barely did anything in the offseason to make themselves better. So I don't think they're going to win the East. So I think Bleacher Report is bugging on that one.
Right.
Second to last one, I think this one's a no-brainer, but we'll do it anyway. Jay, the new look Lakers will be even better than last year. Are they bugging or are they right?
I mean, on paper, I think they're right. But I feel something with that camaraderie that the team had last year. And compared to this
interesting
year, they might not smart be, you know, very correct on that point. But on paper, yeah, for sure, they're right. So they might be bugging, like, as far as the vibe of the team right now.
Interesting. I didn't even think about that. We'll come back to that now. What's your take? Are they bugging or are they right?
I think that they're bugging. I mean, right, like what Jeremy says, they're good on paper. But I just feel like last year they had so much size, which is what gave them the advantage all season. They had Dwight, JaVale. Right. Now they have what, Trez?
And they were just AD, like, dudes, you know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
A bunch of goofy dudes playing together, and like they supported each other. It's not like, oh, you have to fulfill your role or else this. It was like they were kind of just the camaraderie with all of them, because they were all weird and goofy.
plus they're all veterans too.
Correct.
Also has a
thing too. Okay.
So yeah.
Lawrence, is Bleacher Report bugging or are they right?
I think they're right. Yeah, like with talent wise, they're definitely better. They're younger.
Mm-hmm.
They can. I feel like they can go longer into the season with that.
Very true.
See, I'm actually surprised. Like originally, I said they were right. You know, because they do look really good. Like even depth wise, I feel like they're deeper now than they were last season. But
right.
You know, I didn't even think about the whole chemistry aspect of it, which is really interesting to me. You know, Jeremy, you being like being a hooper, being on multiple, you know, championship level teams that, you know, you've played on, what kind of dynamic do you prefer in a team? One that's like more laid back, like, you know, a little bit goofy, or do you prefer a team that's more like, you know, your role, you're supposed to do this, is like more regimented,
right?
Like for you as a hooper, like what's your take? I mean, which one do you feel better with?
It's on, if you could get all of that in one, like, then that would be the ultimate package. And I feel that the Lakers were similar last year in that sense, because some of the players were playing with a chip on their shoulder. Like, everyone wanted Dwight to get a ring.
Right.
You know, so
Rondo had that chip on his shoulder.
Right, Rondo had a chip. But they were also, like, towers, like what Matt was saying. They're just towers. So, like, they knew that they could just go get it. So they all were on the same page in that. And, like, off the court, they all still hung out. And, like, JaVale McGee on the team, you know, kind of brings that goofy side to everybody. And Dwight Howard. Like, those guys aren't serious. Even LeBron. Even LeBron's not a serious, serious guy off court. Right. But when they get on court, then they're, you know, they're going at it. So
that's a different switch.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Interesting, interesting. So for the last one, we have, is the Bleacher Report bugging or are they right, Jeremy? Dame Lillard will win MVP.
Oh, they're bugging. I'm sorry. I love Dame, and he's a great rapper too. It's like, I'm a fan of Dame. But I just don't think, like, McCollum might be in the running before Dame right now. You know, just right now. So, but I don't think he's gonna win anything.
So we've discussed in previous shows who Lawrence thought, who Nat thought, who I thought. For you, who do you think, if you had to take a guess at the end of the season, who the MVP of the NBA would be in the regular season, who would you pick?
In the regular season, I would – I might have to – I'm biased when it comes to this, bro.
That's all right.
I'm going to have to go with LeBron, and LeBron last year.
Yup, he did.
So, like, if we could carry that over to this year and give it to him because of that, like, everyone knows that he got robbed. Even Giannis at the Antetokounmpo knows that.
Right.
Deserved it.
Yup.
And that's why he missed that free throw. Whatever that was.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I just don't feel like he deserves it. And, like, LeBron, he's LeBron James. So we'll go with LeBron.
That's right.
It's facts. It's facts. So, Nat, for you, do you think Bleacher Report is bugging or are they right?
They're definitely bugging. I mean, that team is. Right now, they're not even that good right now.
Right. They're not.
Yeah.
Yeah. But nah, they're bugging for sure.
Lawrence?
They're straight up bugging. Everything we all know that.
He let Curry drive 62 on him last night.
There we go.
You talking about giving them MVP.
Oh, man.
They're bugging.
No, yeah, I agree. I think Bleacher Report is bugging on that one. As much as I love Dame, I just don't. Yeah, I can't see it. But yeah, that's our hot takes for today. I think we covered a good amount of stuff. At least a good amount. Yes. But for everybody listening, you have to stay tuned for next week. Because next week, Jeremy's going to be back on again. AJ's going to be back on again. We're going to have a quick discussion on the GOAT. Go over some notes. Pick each other's brains, maybe debate a little bit here and there. So stay tuned for that. Almost like a GOAT debate 2.0 for season 2 of Hot Take.
Yep.
But before we wrap up, Jeremy, is there anything, you know, you want to plug at this point? Anything like that?
I just want to say thank you guys for having me on the show. It was great. It was fun.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait to come back on next week and discuss more, because I can talk about basketball all day long. But yeah,
that's what we like.
Thanks. I just want to say thanks, guys. Yeah, for having me.
All right.
Thanks.
Lawrence, Nat, is there anything we left out?
I don't think so. We're good.
Yep.
All right. So until then, everybody stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you for the Go Debate 2.0 coming next week.
This has been a Fuse Podcast original produced by yours truly, Nat, with music by Johnny C.